HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. I've been saying for years now that HeidiTown is not a calendar of events. However, it has started to look a lot like a calendar. So I'm going to be changing things up. Here's how it will affect this radio show. I had been posting the transcripts from this segment on the blog, but that looked way too much like a calendar. I don't want to get away from what makes HeidiTown unique and special. So I'm going to refocus on what I do best, and that's good writing about Colorado. So starting this week, I will no longer be giving you a laundry list of things that are happening around Colorado, but instead I'm going to share with you tips, insights, and the occasional event that I think should be on your radar. The transcripts of this show will no longer be on the blog, but the audio will be uploaded there each week. Please note that you can still access tons of event information on the HeidiTown Facebook page at HeidiTown.com on FB. This week, I'm going to share with you some of my summer festival tips. I've been going to festivals since I was a kid, partly because festivals often mean cheap entertainment and live music. You know that stereotype about the thrifty Scot? Well, that's my dad, and that stereotype is very true. We were never deprived as children, but my parents did look for inexpensive ways to keep us entertained, and that often meant road trips to national parks and free family festivals. Looking back, I was actually very, very lucky. So now on to my summer festival tips. First, get there early. This is especially important for big events, such as the Colorado Renaissance Festival or Colorado Brewers Festival right here in Fort Collins this weekend. There are several reasons to be a festival early bird. It's cooler in the morning, and most events are less crowded earlier in the day. At events like the Ren Fair, vendors and entertainers are often more chipper and more accommodating in the morning before crowds and heat have taken a toll. If you are heading to a music festival, and I know many KRFC listeners are loyal music festival attendees, getting there early means you will get a good seat or a premier piece of acreage for your blanket. The second tip is to talk to people. Many festivals have a theme, such as cars, beer, music, or barbecue. I get a lot more out of an event if I engage with people. I've chatted with brewers at beer festivals, cooks at chili cook-offs, artists at artsy fests, and car owners at car shows. I always come away with a sense that I got a sneak peek behind the curtain, and that makes the entire event much more memorable. My third tip is don't be afraid to dance. Have you ever been at an event where you witness a child dancing wildly in front of the stage? We've all seen this, but when's the last time you got up and danced? A festival is first and foremost a celebration, and we should approach them as such. Whether it's dancing or just tapping your toe, it's okay to let loose and have a little fun while festivaling. Yes, I know festivaling is not a real word, but I started using it several years ago and I quite like it. So there are my main three tips, but now I'm going to share with you what you should have on hand while attending a festival. Number one is sunscreen. In Colorado, you should always have sunscreen with you even in the winter. If you forget this important item, ask someone to share. They will do it happily. If you are allergic to mosquitoes as badly as I am, this second item is almost as important as the first. Bug repellent is a must-have for me, especially later in the summer. The really good stuff might be stinky, but it's better than coming home itchy. Cash is the third item on the list. We live in a world where credit cards are widely accepted, but not in festival land. Don't be left paying high ATM fees. Bring cash. Lastly, here's a tip for the ladies. Bring a purse that you can secure over your shoulder so that your hands are free for shopping, drinking, eating, and wrangling the kids. That's all for this week. I hope these tips improve your festivaling this summer. Until next time, I will see you online at HeidiTown.com and in the world of social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.